We're celebrating fathers this morning, as it is Father's Day for many of us. If you're a father, what's the best thing about being a dad, being a father? Surajinta has SMS'd in saying, the best advice my dad gave me is to never give up and be disheartened. If I ever am, he draws analogies of others and how they coped with it. So yeah, your mentor, the person that is guiding you, that can maybe just help you take a step back and think of things in a different way. How wonderful to have that relationship with your father,
putting things into perspective,
and have that closeness as well.
And saying things that, although it might seem as if it's obvious to us now, but at that point in time, putting things in perspective or sharing little sentences of wisdom, it can stay with us an entire lifetime. Very, very powerful. Yes. We know that some men often complain about being too busy. They might say, unfortunately, I wish I had more time or to spend with my kids, and because I'm just busy, I can't work and so on, and responsibilities. But this last weekend, we heard from one of these very busy men, and that's President Obama of the United States, who addressed the nation as he weekly does, and this week it was about Father's Day. And he said that he announced Saturday that he's now working two jobs, the President of the United States, and also an assistant basketball coach, so to one of his kids. He said, it's important for me to be part of their lives, and he's a part of his daughter's life, Sasha's life, in part by coaching some of her basketball games. He said it was a lot of fun, even if Sasha rolled her eyes when her dad voiced his displeasure with the refs at times. So, it's very different for each person. For some people, it might be messages that they exchange with one another. I know my father and I have beautiful text messages that we exchange with one another. Very, very meaningful. To some others, it might be weekly dinners that they set aside as private time.
Yes.
With some people, it might be activities that they engage in at the school.
And remembering, thinking about how much it means to them, because they may not voice it, they may not show it, but actually hearing from you, that little time that you share together on your own, can mean an awful lot to that person. Yeah. And it's good for you. It's really good for you. Although I do think when I hear that about President Obama, and yes, great, wonderful, but then you think, goodness me, if your father is the President of the United States, how does that affect your relationship? Anyone that's living in the public eye and has a family life, how can you keep that normal with good core values and not be affected by, for a start, he is a busy person. He's got to be spending an awful lot of time at the office. But then how, knowing that the world looks at your father in a certain way and you know him in a different way.
Yeah, and sometimes not very positive, the criticisms that they have to be exposed to. Horrible things that they hear on the media,
And bringing it back down to sort of, everyday life. I always think when I was at school, I remember a couple of my friends, their parents were teachers, and they were teachers in the school. And how that affected them. Because, and certainly with one of them, I remember the teacher was particularly strict on him, more so than the other students, and how that must have made him feel, or what happened when they got home and they were at the dinner table after being at school.
The occupation of parents will definitely influence their developmental process. Now, what you said about Obama's children having a normal life, certainly, I think, just by merit of his occupation and position, whatever we understand as normal is thrown out the window. But what I guess they try to achieve is a functional life. So with the variations that we have to experience, the differences, the time that is spent away, to what extent am I able to provide you with a functional and healthy environment for you to blossom and flourish?
And what are the expectations being placed on you? So if you've got a high achieving father, does that, the expectation of you to achieve high as well? And is it that you get a father that or, you know, families Absolutely. That live their life through you. So the things they didn't get to do, they're yep. putting that, I wanted to go to university, I didn't, but I expect you to follow on and do that. Or I wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer, I didn't, but I expect you to do that. I want you to do that. Mm-hmm. So there are those moments, or not even moments, those things you live with in the relationships between your parents as well. There's another letter. I have a letter here. Mm-hmm. This is a letter to my father on his 70th birthday. And this is in the Guardian newspaper from the UK. And it says, the letter I always wanted to write. It says, as you know, I'm not known for being overly schmaltzy. I've even been known to sign birthday cards, yours sincerely. However, the opportunity to send you a letter on your 70th birthday via The Guardian, or my comic, as you jokingly refer to it, fills me with a sense of mischief that I know you'll appreciate. I remember growing up and adoring you. You seemed so clever and knew everything. Do you remember the time all seven of us, including A's boyfriend, sat down and played you at Trivial Pursuit and you still won? You are well known for your strong opinions, and when I was young, I just assumed because you were my dad that you must be right. Then as I started to mature, I realised that possibly there were other ways of looking at the world, and some of them didn't accord with your way. I remember doing sociology, A-level, a Mickey Mouse subject, I think you called it. And I found it a surprise that there were other philosophies than those I had grown up with. After a period in the family business, I realised that it wasn't for me, and I moved away from you both physically and ideologically. I trained as a therapist and I married a now disillusioned a Labour voter. So the political differences.
Right.
And heaven forbid, and I went to work in the public sector. Despite our different views, my love and admiration for you has never wavered, and I have enjoyed the interesting debates we've had over the years. Of course, you still preface all your retorts with respect, which, as we all know, is an euphemism for, okay, I'll listen to you, but I'm still right. And now at the age of 40, I occasionally catch myself sounding like you, and I realise that although our politics may not entirely coincide, our desire to make the best life we can for our loved ones is really where our passion lies. Your dedication to your family and your determination to create the best lifestyle for us has allowed us the opportunity to choose an alternative path. Four out of your five children have chosen jobs that help others directly. Within the warm chaos of family life at our house, we learned the values of caring for others and the importance of being able to express our views and feelings openly. This is something we still do as a family, and although we all get on each other's nerves if we spend longer than 3 days together, I still value my siblings and parents as much as I do my own husband and children. I love the fact that even though I'm 40, married and financially independent, you still ask me if I need anything whenever I see you. I love the fact that your taste in clothes has never altered. Check shirts have withstood all fashion trends. I love the fact that you continue to challenge yourself, even taking up creative writing courses in recent years. I love the fact that you can always be relied on to bring loads of crap but yummy food when you visit. And I love the fact that you give time to your grandchildren, who all adore their papa, while still having the cricket, football, golf on in the background. But most of all, I love the fact that you are my dad, even if you do vote for the other party. Yours sincerely, number three daughter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How lovely is that?
It really is.
But it kind of encompasses us what it's all about today as Father's Day. You know, having a little think about your childhood, your growing up with your dad, how it's changed, but also the fact that how you've become a grown-up, and you may have different points of view and different opinions, but it all started with your mother and your father.
That's right. And oftentimes, Suzanne, fathers are very surprised about the sentences that we remember or the exchanges that we remember. They may not even remember, but depending on the emotional context of that situation, how highly emotional it was or how much it bothered us or how challenged we felt, that sentence that our father shared with us and stayed with us can alter definitely the way that we handle something, whatever the obstacle might have been. And sometimes they don't even know it. So how beautiful to be able to tell your father, you remember what you said to me in the car on the way to school about how I should answer back if somebody teases me, what I should say? And when you share that with them, they realize that all their hard work, all their time that they've put aside and invested in creating, really, because it is a combination, children are a combination of invention and creation. You're creating this individual and contributing to that creation process. To know how you've done it and how it's appreciated is priceless.
Turin has SMS'd in saying, the best advice from my dad is never ever borrow money and never use a credit card. Even if you're hungry, live with it and make it work. Thanks
live
for that.
With it. Yeah.
Don't borrow money. Thanks for that. Wise words. Indeed, we're asking for